reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard all about what was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying John has been raised from the dead, others were saying Elijah has appeared, and others still saying one of the ancient prophets have arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded, who is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know about you, but sometimes in conversation we hear, who is he to say that? Or who does she think she is? And usually it's because we have been challenged. And sometimes we might just be like Herod. Today we hear Herod is perplexed by the news he has heard about Jesus. He's curious. Perhaps guilty because of the death of John is at his hands. But he wonders. Or does he want to meet him like a paparazzi to add his autograph to his collection, so to speak, and then discount him? Or did he want to imprison Jesus like he did John? We know Herod was known for his cruelty. Was Herod sincere? Only God knows. But the gospel is placed before us to make us question who is Jesus and how do we see him in our lives. We don't have visions of his presence, but how do you and I experience the Christ in our daily lives as we hear both good news and the pain and suffering of our world? What do we really know about Jesus from the scriptures, from our lives? How well do we understand the Christ? Is Jesus just a perfunctory curiosity when we hear endless crises in the world, the cries of children displaced, refugees, massacres and martyred Christians, war, Ebola, climate change? How can God let this happen? Oh, let Jesus help them. Prayer has its place. But Christ called each of us to be living witnesses to the love of God and reach out to those in need. That can be overwhelming and challenging. How do we respond? Almost 400,000 people marched peacefully for climate change in New York Sunday. Others gathered last week to show support for children, immigrants placed in my local area. Religious and others have been collecting to support those displaced in Iraq. And then there's the daily crisis faced in homes, hospitals, nursing homes. Today, God's gospel challenges us to further study that we might be a more authentic face of Jesus to others. How open will we be to meet Christ in others today? Will we see him? How will we open our hearts to be the face of Jesus to someone or some group or some cause today? Herod was perplexed and wondered, what will people say when they see us?